Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Today is Monday, June 15th. I'm Megan Lynch. Interstate 44 remains closed between the Stan Musial Memorial and Poplar Street bridges for an extended period. The highway shut down Saturday evening, some 24 hours after a collapse of the pavement, a sinkhole.
The city of St. Louis did not provide any information until late Saturday afternoon when KMOX requested an interview. The police department tweeted they were working with MoDOT to shut down 44, St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy in a Sunday press conference.
District officers and traffic safety officers responded quickly and safely shut down the affected roadways, and it assisted with traffic control in multiple directions.
Water Division Deputy Commissioner Spencer Gold.
Our crews, our trained team of water professionals responded immediately, and as we always do with situations in this scope, we coordinated with other utilities as well as MoDOT, the mayor's office.
MoDOT engineer Jen Wade says Interstate 44, directly over the collapse at Broadway and Biddle, has exposed underground structures for one of the columns that holds up the bridge.
Right now, that exposure is not severe, but the conditions on site have the potential to continue changing. Keeping traffic off the bridge above reduces vibration of the columns, preventing further exposure from developing. We are working with the city's contractor on shoring up the area around this column so the rest of the repair work can be done while the interstate is open to traffic.
Wade says as of now, they expect the Interstate 44 closure between the Musial and Poplar Street bridges to remain closed for at least a week. Other areas with closures, North and South Broadway at Cass. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
We want to be very clear, this is not a commercial airliner that has crashed. It's a local airplane that took off from our local airport.
Bates County, Missouri Sheriff Chad Anderson not giving a specific number of people who died in a non-commercial plane crash Sunday morning. Broadcast reports indicate 11 people plus the pilot died in that crash. 11 passengers on board were skydivers, some first-timers.
We're still trying to identify family and make notifications, and so we're going to be respectful of that.
Anderson says more staff along with clergy have been brought in to be with the family at the scene of where the plane crashed. Authorities say the body of a missing teenage paddleboarder has been recovered from Beach Lake in Newtown after an extensive search.
Emergency crews recovered the teen's body shortly before 8:40 Saturday morning. The St. Charles City Fire Department says the teenager disappeared after falling from a paddleboard just before 8:15 Friday night. He did not resurface. Officials say that witnesses immediately entered the water in an attempt to find him while first responders were dispatched. Search teams then worked into the evening and were able to narrow the likely location of the victim before suspending operations overnight. Recovery efforts resumed Saturday morning, led by the Metro West dive team with assistance from several local agencies. Ivy Lyons, KMOX News.
A Florissant man who threatened to shoot two daycare workers will be in St. Louis County Circuit Court this morning. According to Creve Police, James Mosley of Florissant called in that threat to the daycare on Thursday. Fox 2 reports the facility was placed on lockdown. About 100 children were at the center that morning. Average gas prices in the St. Louis region down almost 8 cents today. That's according to Gas Buddy, which says the average price per gallon for the region is $3.97 for a gallon of regular unleaded. The national average sits at $3.99. Head of Petroleum Analysis Patrick DeHaan says it's the first time gas prices have fallen under $4 a gallon since mid-April. He says as long as a potential deal with Iran holds, gas prices will continue to fall. The city's water infrastructure problems and the need for massive overhaul was present Saturday with a huge sinkhole. St. Louis aldermen gave first-round approval to raising rates more than 80% over 6 years. Sponsor Michael Browning says years of artificially low rates have left the division deep in the red with century-old pipes and a backlog of work it can't pay for.
Without sufficient rate increases and without additional funds, it will not be possible to operate through the next fiscal year or replace and repair our aging infrastructure proactively or when it breaks.
City officials say St. Louis water rates have lagged behind St. Louis County and Kansas City for years, even as aging mains keep breaking. The rescue plan leans on the rate hikes, money from the Rams settlement, and borrowing. A final vote is still to come. The Missouri auditor sounding the alarm on the state's swiftly draining reserves. Does he believe Amendment 5 would make things better or worse?
Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick tells KMOX he doesn't view it as doing either.
I don't view it as being better or worse. I view it as being tax reform, and the question before us in August is going to be whether we want to be a state that funds its government primarily on income tax or sales tax.
However, when pressed for an answer, Auditor Fitzpatrick says he believes eliminating the income tax would spur economic growth in the state, which should lead to increased revenues. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Several St. Louis cities considering merging their fire departments. The Post-Dispatch reports officials from Olivet, University City, Clayton, Richmond Heights, Maplewood, Webster Groves, and Shrewsbury agreed to shell out up to $40,000 for a study into the merger. They say the cities don't have the resources to fight big fires by themselves, and a merge could allow emergency responses to be more flexible and efficient.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.